USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves says the shooting that happened in Kansas City at the victory parade for the Chiefs was a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire. Graves adding that two of the victims are juveniles and over half of the 22 victims are under the age of 16. One person was killed as the gunfire broke out on Wednesday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner is sounding the alarms about a serious national security threat, demanding that President Biden declassifies documents that have been made available to Congress. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the threats are related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia's developing.
There's a lot of things that satellites do for the whole population of Earth. And so any capability that could disrupt that and that could therefore have some impact on services here on Earth and across the world should be of concern to anybody, I think.
Nikki Haley is continuing to face an uphill battle in her home state as she began to turn up some of the rhetoric and comments against frontrunner and former President Donald Trump. Ryan Daniels has the details.
Haley says former President Trump doesn't know what it means to serve.
The reality is he's never been anywhere near a military uniform. He's never had to sleep on the ground. He's never known how to sacrifice. And the most harm he's ever possibly had is getting hit by a golf ball when he's sitting in a golf cart. That's the truth.
Trump did come up through military school as a youngster. Two new polls have the former South Carolina governor trailing former President Trump by more than 30 points in her home state, which has a primary coming up later this month.
Retail sales in January dropped by 8%, which is well over the expected 3% drop. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
President Biden will be traveling to East Palestine, Ohio on Friday, the location of the Norfolk Southern train derailment that took place in early February of 2023. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre commenting on the president's trip, saying that he was invited by the town's mayor.
The president's going to hear directly from the people of East Palestine. This is a trip that he has been wanting to make, but wanted to make sure that it was the right time to do. Obviously, when the derailment happened, the federal agencies were on the ground within hours, and many of them have continued to be there, whether it's the EPA or FEMA.
The United States has waited 50 years to do it. Here's Corey Myers with the details.
The U.S. heading back to the moon. The Odysseus lunar lander, nicknamed Odie, launched in the wee hours of the morning to try and make the first touchdown of a U.S.-made spacecraft on the moon in 5 decades. Odie set to attempt his landing on February 22nd. It's equipped with a camera system that NASA hopes will give the world an amazing view of that landing.
Autonomous vehicle owner Waymo is recalling a previous version of its software that was used in its driverless cars. The recall, which was announced by the company earlier this week, stems from an incident in December when two self-driving Waymo vehicles in Arizona crashed into a pickup truck that was being towed. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.